Destroy! 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 Company! Destroy! 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 Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Destroy! Destroy! Destroy Company! Prosperity! Destroy Company!
Russ has got the Rona.
I have a coronavirus. I tried solving it with a Heineken.
Yeah.
What's the opposite of Corona? Heineken.
That's the cure. You've invented the vaccine, Russ.
Yep.
Done.
So yeah, I've been hiding under a couch for the past 4 months now.
Oh, jeez.
Just hiding under the couch.
March, April, May, June. Yeah, okay, fair enough. I was going to say, I can't remember how long it's been. Time has lost all meaning.
Yeah, I keep a shotgun with me in case the coronavirus decides it wants to come into my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could shoot it.
Get away from me, coronavirus! Get away! Boom! Bang!
Boom!
Boom! Bang! I shoot that fucking virus in the face.
Yeah, and your girlfriend through the buffer door.
Yeah. Ironically, my girlfriend is Oscar Pistorius.
Poetic justice.
Oh, man. That's some crazy stuff.
But the thing is, since he's my girlfriend, he's identifying as a woman.
Yeah.
Actually, he's a trans person. And now the trans community's on my butt.
Hey, it's Pride Month. And you cured Corona, but you also shot a trans person.
Yeah.
So...
Rainbow lives matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, black lives bobcatter.
Rhymes.
That's
it rhymes.
About, right? They're talking about how black lives are more important than bobcatter.
To be fair, everything's more important than bobcatter.
That's what I say. Every time I say lives Bob Catter, people are like, all lives matter? What? You're missing the point. And I'm like, no, you're missing the point. I said all lives Bob Catter. So when I've not been protesting Bob Catter, I've been hiding under a couch.
How's that for you? Have you been surviving off leftover food that people leave on the couch?
Well, no one leaves any food on the couch. It's just me. I've just been drinking Heineken's. And luckily enough, Heineken's is enough to live on. That's a fact. That's a fact right there. Fact two.
I feel like you figured out. You figured it all out.
So while I've been doing that, my podcast has been on hiatus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're bringing that back.
Yeah, my podcast has been on a hiatus. It's been, I can't go into the studio. It's full of coronavirus.
Yeah, you can do these Skype calls, can't you?
The coronavirus has started its own podcast now.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm scared, you know? I'm fucking scared of going in there, going into stupid old again, and Andy Matthews just starts coughing all over me. Andy Matthews cough. Then Alistair Tremblay-Virtual Canadian coughs on me.
What's a Canadian? Wait. Should I, do I want to know?
Okay. Hold on.
What Why is that called the Canadian cough?
Because it sounds an awful lot like the Canadian national anthem. Let's do it more closely, James. Anyway, freaking ATB, it's what we call Alistair Tremblay Birchall in the industry. You guys will learn that soon enough.
Okay.
Oh, man.
ATB, yeah, so I don't want him just coughing everywhere. I don't want to get his coughs, and then turns out, boom, coronavirus.
You gotta wash your, rub your hands with Heineken. Wipe down the studio with Heineken.
Yeah, alcohol's a good sanitizer.
That's what I've been doing, man. I've been washing my ass with Heineken. That's where the corona enters.
Oh, really?
Where the hell? Can't be too careful, David and James. I suggest that you get some Heineken's, spray it up your butt.
Wait, Russ, have you been shoving Heineken bottles up your butt?
I've got a Heineken bottle up my butt right now, boys. You can't see from a Skype call, but I'm sitting on a Heineken bottle.
Wow, that sounds very safe.
It's super safe. I wish everyone did it.
What do you think about wearing a mask on your butt?
Yeah, if the corona gets in through your butt, you have to wear a mask on your butt. Or is that just underwear? Or is it like special underwear?
No, you got to wear a surgical mask for your butt.
Like you know how... Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, you have to have like the special medical butt mask.
I walk around butt up with a surgical mask on. People start coughing into my butt.
So you're walking on your hands?
Yeah, I'm walking on my hands. So my butt's where my face should be with the surgical mask on. And, you know, inconsiderate people, they start coughing into my butt. Any other time of year, that would be sexual harassment. But it's not. It's just pandemic.
Wait, are they coughing on purpose?
Yeah.
Because you can like get a... You can get arrested for that shit now.
Yeah, but they're doing it because they're like, "Ooh, look at this surgical mask. You better than me."
So come over and try to cough on you.
Yeah.
They're testing your butt mask. They want to see if it works.
Yeah, well, what if it doesn't work?
Well, he's got the bottle as extra protection.
So he's got... He's got the mask.
Yeah, and he's been bathing in Heineken. So I think he should be good. I think you're all right, Russ.
Heineken ready to go. Just spraying everything.
I got a fucking fridge full of Heineken. They should be paying me.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you getting paid for this?
They should be paying me for all the Heineken I'm keeping. I'm doing so much for the Heineken brand.
Heineken 19. Imagine if they got their own virus.
See, with the rate I'm going, I'm probably going to invent it.
You'll be patient zero.
At some point, I'm probably going to get some sort of cold or whatever.
The coronavirus will morph into a new strain to fight the Heineken.
Yeah.
And it'll turn into like a super, even more dangerous virus.
Yeah, and if you think things are shit now, you can wait until this Heineken virus comes along. You'll fucking have to hide under your couches for 2 years. And the podcast can never come back.
Heineken gets its own Fast and Furious movie franchise.
Takes over. Well... Wait, didn't we talk about this one time? Where it in the last movie, he's drinking Heineken.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think we talked... Hang on, I have to Google it now. Fast and Furious.
He did Diesel. He was trying to tell us.
Oh, that's why he swapped.
Why?
He knew it was coming, the coronavirus.
Oh,
Ross, you've uncovered a conspiracy.
Goes all the way to the top.
the top of the pops.
Yeah.
Top goes all the way to the top, and Paul Walker's the bottom.
R.I.P. Paul.
See, kids, that's what we like to call in the biz a homophobic joke. What? Thing you like to do here during Pride Month.
God. We've really fucked Pride Month up. I apologize. I can't find it. It's Corona wasn't in the last movie. Oh, it was Budweiser. No, yeah.
Oh, Budweiser. Why would you swap?
It was Budweiser and Stella.
Oh.
Wait, hang on.
But what happens when you mix Budweiser and Stella together?
Does that help fight the coronavirus as well?
I don't know. We can find out.
Wait.
You know, I think what happened? Jason Statham killed the corona in a car crash. And they just brought Heineken in as to replace Corona. And Corona will make a comeback in like the last and Furious movie.
The last
in the end credit scenes.
I didn't get that spin-off movie with The Rock and Jason Statham. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Coleslaw.
I know. I thought it was Cobbs and Coleslaw, as in corn cobs and.
Yeah, maybe that's not what I got.
Corn on the cob.
I don't know why you want to mix corn with coleslaw, like KFC brand coleslaw.
Specifically KFC brand?
Is KFC going into the corn business now?
They used to have corn.
Dude, their corn was actually not that bad.
Yeah. KFC used to be legit better.
Yeah, their corn smelled so good. It smelled like the fried chicken in the bag.
I mean, maybe it's just nostalgia, but yeah, it used to be way better. They used to have corn.
Yeah.
The bread was better and the
bread was like sweet and fluffy, and I would just dip that in the gravy.
Gravy
and then just some of the original recipe chicken.
All right, stop licking Colonel Sanders' butt.
There's no Heineken up there.
Giving old Colonel Sanders a rim job.
That's where all the gravy comes from.
Yeah, do you think the 11 secret herbs and spices, like one of them might have been like poop?
Oh, definitely. Why else do you think he's so secretive? He came out and said, hey, I put my poop in there. No one would eat it.
That's why after he died, the chicken was never the same.
I mean,
never as good.
Colonel Sanders keeps all his poop in cages at abattoirs, but he has some free range.
No, you got to get that free range poop, man.
Cruelty-free.
Yeah, cruelty-free, exactly. Cruelty-free poop.
Different than cruelty pee.
Cruelty-free pee?
When you got a vice. You got a vice crushing where you pee from. Oh. So you pee and the vice is crushing you and boom. That's another thing I've been getting into during this coronavirus.
What? BDMS?
I wouldn't say it's BDSM.
No, yeah, BDSM. I wouldn't
say it's BDSM. I would say it's like, you know how it's like 50 shades of gray?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is like 100 shades of purdy.
Like, is that more or less?
I'm Christian Grey and Anastasia Steele.
Oh, okay. You play both roles?
I have both roles, and I hate myself. You can see it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, it's the Heineken.
No. It's not working, David.
What?
The Heineken's not... It's not preventing the virus.
Corona's coming through.
Corona's beating Ross's Heineken defenses.
Okay, yeah. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So, I'm really into, like, exploring power, control, dominance, but with myself.
This explains the Heineken bottles.
Yeah, part of it is protection. I would say 10% is protection, 90% is
pleasure.
The pleasure I get from pain.
Sadomasochism.
I don't lube my butthole either, so that thing bleeds.
Oh, oof. Christ.
God.
I'm surprised you don't have an infection.
I might have an infection now.
Maybe that's why he's sick. He doesn't have corona. He's got an infection.
From all that broken glass in his butt.
Now you'll never be able to make chicken. How are you going to coat your southern style chicken now? It's got glass. You got glass in your poop.
Glass and blood.
Oh, God. How did we get on this topic?
You like a black pudding or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it comes from. That's where it comes from, David. Black pudding.
Too much Guinness and broken glass bottles in your butt.
So, yeah, that's what I've been up to during this. I think podcasts are dead.
You think so?
They're a dead medium.
It's oversaturated.
It's an oversaturated market.
Yeah, everyone thinks they've got something interesting to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, we obviously have the most interesting thing to talk about. Glass in your poop. And poop chicken.
Man, I fucking lost 7 pounds, man.
Oh, whoa.
I fucking lost 7 pounds.
Congratulations, man.
I mean, Joe Rogan lost 7 pounds from an all-meat diet. I lost 7 pounds from shoving glass up my ass. But if I talk about it, no one wants to listen. But if Joe Rogan laughs along when Joey Coco Diaz is talking about all the women he abused...
Maybe you should smoke a blunt with Elon Musk. That'll help.
And then laugh along when he talks about all the women he abused.
When did that happen? Anyway.
Joey Coco Diaz.
Wait, are you talking about Elon Musk or?
Joey Coco. He runs the New York comedy place, SpaceX.
Yeah.
Okay, let's practice that. Let's practice that right now. Okay. Okay. Someone be Elon Musk. I'll be Joe Rogan.
I'm trying to remember how, like, Elon Musk has a very specific accent that I can't do.
It's not even South African. It's like a weird sort of trans-American.
Like, it's like American South African. Yeah.
Wow, man.
It's not even a Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron doesn't even have an accent.
No, it's like an American accent.
When did she migrate? Is that the word?
I don't know. I think she's always been South African.
She must have been young.
I think she just, like, learned how to do an American accent and just, like, that became her accent.
Mm.
For more work and stuff.
Wow, I'd never expected Elon Musk to talk about Charlize Theron's accent on the podcast.
Yeah, well...
So have you ever tried Elon Musk?
You see, Joe, we're both a country from the same country. Also, I'm sending everyone to the moon and Mars. And our brains are going to be so big with computers in them, and we're going to be able to talk to each other without speaking.
Oh wow, man, that's wild.
Yeah,
that's wild, man. How many times a night do you go up?
And also, I'm going to keep abusing my workers.
Oh yeah. Oh. Man, I'm working on my latest chunk for my next hour.
Yeah, what's it about?
It's about how I just ate meat, all meat diet. Had one of those all meat diets those MMA fighters have.
What and is I, that? One of those?
It's because of all the diarrhea I got.
What do they call it? It's like a caveman diet.
Caveman diet. Ate yeah. Nothing meat.
Your diet.
I got diarrhea.
Ketamine.
Okay, pause freeze.
Pause freeze.
Okay, we're out.
I felt listenership just went up. Even just me impersonating Joe Rogan.
Well,
people listening right now.
Ross, if I'm not mistaken, you originally were going to call your podcast The Joe Rogan Experience.
I know! Now I'm thinking I should have done that.
Maybe you should have just done that and also pretended to be Joe Rogan. And, like, you'd be at the top of the podcasting charts.
Yeah. And talk about all my time on news radio.
Yeah. Talk about how strong monkeys are.
Yeah.
You know how strong a pack of monkeys are. It's like everything he says is like, you know how. It's like it's so amazing. It's like he knows something new that you don't know, and he's trying to tell you for the first time. Every time he's trying to do that,
and he's talking about chunks. Working on his latest chunk. Working on his hour.
Yeah, his hour. And he'll squeeze in like a Bill Hicks-esque sort of thing in his thing, in his set, and it'll look really weird and out of place, but people will like give him like some sort of standing ovation.
I know I did. That's because it's hard to sit down with the bottle in my butt. I had the free choice.
You weren't actually clapping, you were just sanitizing your hands with Heineken.
Yes. Yeah. I've been doing that ever since I watched Joe Rogan special.
You gotta clean the germs.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel sturdy every time you watch Joe Rogan.
He's my competitor, you know? I shouldn't be watching. But at the same time, I have to learn from him.
Mm.
So now I've been on this hiatus. I've been trying to absorb all the Joe Rogan I can. So I want to become a better podcast host.
Yeah. And then when you come back, you'll be just like him.
Yeah, just...
You should shave your head.
I'm sort of on my way there.
You got the beanie. You got a beanie, so...
Yeah.
It covers...
See, I'll take the beanie off right now, and you'll see I freaking shaved my head.
Oh, God. You got like a Friar Tuck thing going on.
Yeah, the weird thing is I shaved my head. There's a weird birthmark on my skull.
What is it?
It's the theory of evolution.
Oh.
So what does that tell you?
What is like written in English?
It's Latin. I had to get it translated. I was like, read my head.
Freak my head.
Well, I found this out a while ago.
They're not psychics here.
So, yeah, I was on the phone with the person when I said, read my head. So there was a lot of back and forth about how he couldn't read my head because we were on the phone. And I was like, so, I'll just guess.
So you don't actually know what it says because you just kind of vaguely gave the person the impression of what it says without showing them.
Well, James, I suppose if you're going to say it like that.
So it could be anything. It could be a formula, you know, formula to cure for cancer, cure for corona.
I figured the cure for corona.
It could be the meaning of life.
It's my least favorite Monty Python film. I think they were trying too hard to be dark. This is what I'm trying to say.
I mean, Holy Grail's probably my favorite, but Life of Brian's pretty fucking good.
Yeah,
it's a coin toss.
Then there's another one.
I haven't watched any of those films.
Oh, David, you're in lockdown. You have all the time to watch Monty Python, all of it.
Hey, I'm busy working. I don't know. Well, my parents are never into Monty Python.
Neither were my parents.
You're your own man, David. Yeah.
Everyone I know who's
uploaded all of Monty Python on YouTube.
Really?
For free, like properly.
Yeah. Okay. I might check it out.
Yeah.
Or you can read John Cleese's Twitter.
Oh God.
How bad? It's like, I've got to make money because my wife took half of my money. I'm old. I don't know how much long I have left, but I have to pay alimony.
Why would they take Fawlty Towers off? They were making the major into a fool.
I should have made more episodes so I could get syndication.
See, the thing about Fawlty Towers, boys, is they're 12 and out. Not like all these other shows which drag on and on and on. Fawlty Towers, 12 and out.
The Brits know how to do it.
We know how to do it. 2.5 episodes, you're out of there.
Short but sweet.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, like 10 years later, you'll get like a Christmas special.
Right. Yeah. In August.
Yeah.
The Brits are crazy like that.
Not these American shows. Just drag them out forever.
Drag them out.
Big Bang Theory season 17.
Oh, yes. God damn it.
That's still gone?
No, I think it finished.
Oh, man.
Freaking Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Terry Crews gave birth to a little baby Terry Crews.
I'd watch that. That's pretty good.
You can.
You know what would be great? You just gave me an idea. Everybody Hates Chris, but Terry Crews plays all the characters, not just the dad. Oh, that would be so good.
Oh, that was a good show. I love Terry Crews.
That was a pretty good show. Yeah. That show didn't last very long.
Nah.
But not in the Brit way, in the cancelled way.
In the American cancelled way. Because, I don't think people will like an African-American show with a family, African-American family.
No, I think it was more baby Terry Crews just scared the living shit American public.
It's like that bit in Twins where Arnold Schwarzenegger has the nightmare that he gives birth to himself. That shit scarred me for life.
I feel like blocked that out of my memory.
Yeah, that was horrible.
So now the same thing's happening on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Now I'm worried about it. It's like baby Terry Crews is Ted McGinley of today.
Ted. What's a Ted? Who's Ted McGinley?
He's the guy, that actor who was kept being added to sitcoms to try and spice them up, but then they would immediately get cancelled. You sound like a bad luck charm for sitcoms.
You'd think someone would figure it out.
They eventually did. After, 4 or 5 times or something.
It's like a curse. Oh. Ah, shit. Oh, I have to get a battery. My phone's running low.
It's got the corona. Put it down. Don't touch it.
Okay.
Okay, we're currently watching David.
Okay.
He's charging his phone.
Charging my phone. Got my battery.
Portable battery. You're going to need that for the apocalypse. Because, I mean, we're already in the apocalypse, so.
Oh, man.
Make sure it's charged.
Dude, at work, they're already talking about people panic buying again.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I like a...
All the Heinekens are gone. Can't find
all
them
the
anywhere.
Heineken.
I wonder who...
That was all me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was able to get away with it because everyone's paying attention to toilet paper. I was...
Yeah.
Aiming at a Heineken.
And, you wipe your ass with the bottle, so...
Yeah, I pour that shit in there at the same time because it goes up my bloodstream quicker.
You don't need toilet paper at all.
I haven't figured out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, you had to put your podcast on hold, but it seems like you've got the pandemic under control, Ross.
I know.
It's one or the other. He has to choose. Tough decision.
I don't think the podcast is ever coming back.
No.
People were like, Ross, the guests you have on, they don't get what you're doing. They feel like they're being shanghaied. You kind of go in and out of character. Sometimes you seem weirdly bitter. But then you're doing it kind of like a joke. But then it's kind of real. We don't know what to make of it.
As someone who's listen to all the podcasts, has been on the podcast, and knows the behind the scenes of the podcast, I can tell listeners, I still have no idea what the fuck's going on. Which I guess is the point, isn't it, Russ?
No, I came with that show because I wanted to be the new Joe Rogan.
Oh, so you had a plan. You weren't just making it up and free flowing.
I wanted to have stand-ups on. I wanted to talk about comedy, you know, and how important comedy is.
You wanted to do an MMA spin-off show.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to have his own supplement range as well.
Yeah.
Still got all those supplements stocked up in my cupboard, Ross. I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, give it to me, man. I'll sell them. I'll fucking reboot News Radio. I'll dig up Phil Hartman's corpse.
Oh, no.
Let's do this.
Oh, God. What are we to do? Podcasts. I mean, I guess in a way, Ross, you did destroy. Not only did you destroy comedy, you destroyed the world, because like pretty much not long after I was on the podcast when we talked about the Oscars, and I said you were going to get hashtag cancelled. Not long later. Not long after, the pandemic happened, and everyone was forced to like cancel their shows.
Whoa!
So, I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but you know, you kind of destroyed comedy, I guess, in the end.
Really? Feels so underwhelming, though.
Yeah.
That's how comedy gets destroyed?
Yeah, the world just explodes.
My freaking last guest is freaking Claire Sullivan? She She never put a Heineken up her butt. She used it as a puppet once, but I don't think she ever put a Heineken up there.
She couldn't live up to you, Russ.
I feel like I'm losing a lot of blood right now.
Yeah, maybe you should go to the hospital.
No! It's where the corona lives.
Bring your shotgun.
No, they won't let me bring my shotgun. I try. They arrested me, and then they told me I had to go to court, but I missed my date because leaving the house would mean I'll be susceptible for the corona. You hear me?
Capiche? Yeah.
Police came around, said, "You missed your court date, man. We have to take you in." I said, "Don't take me in, coronavirus. You look like a police officer. You're really the coronavirus."
Wait. Are you sure he wasn't actually a police officer?
Motherfucker was the coronavirus in the blue hat.
Wait, what happened? What did you do to this supposed coronavirus dressed up as a police officer?
I freaking pistol whipped him. A pistol with a shotty. Can you imagine how hard that is? Pistol's a little short thing. Shotgun is like this little long thing. I freaking looked in the gun barrel. I got soot all over my face. Police saw me, started beating me.
Oh, God.
I said, "Black Lives, Bob Catter."
Oh, man. We're so sorry, Ross.
I know.
So sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah, you don't understand the struggle of a man with soot all over his face.
Oh, a straight white man.
The
struggles.
Straight white man with soot all over his face and a Heineken bottle off his butt. Getting beat on by the cops.
By the corona cops.
By the popo.
Now, popo is a bit similar to the word poo-poo. You ever consider that?
It all comes.
I never thought about that.
Full circle.
Popo poo-poo.
Poo poo. People call it the popo.
Isn't that Kanye's new song? Poo 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 pee poo poo.
Yeah, he really has a song where he just does poo poo poo. Whole way through.
Boo, 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 boo. And people call him a genius.
I will not hear a word said against Kanye West. He is Mozart of our times.
Yeah. He's pretty genius. He's got a song where he literally just plays two notes on a piano and then he's like rapping over it. That's a song. That was number one at some point.
Yeah, you don't think Mozart would have freaking married a Kim Kardashian?
Oh, yeah.
That freaking fine-ass booty? Broke the internet. What have you ever broke?
James? My bank account.
Oh,
well, congratulations. We've all broken our bank account. You ever broken the internet with your butt?
Should I get
she had a wine bottle on that thing.
Should I get implants? Cheek implants?
Yeah, and film a salacious video with Ray J.
Yeah. You know, not so famous brother.
I can put a Heineken bottle between the cheeks.
No. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I stole your thing.
No, it's my thing.
You have to find another beer franchise to invest your time and money in.
I don't think you're taking my plight seriously. Got all of his fridges of Heineken. I got a face full of soot. A shaved head with Latin that I'm assuming is Fury of Evolution. And I haven't left the house in 2, 3, 4 months.
So it sounds like you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, all things considered, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Greg, we should do a Hammer Cat quarantine special.
Hammer Cat. Yeah, I mean, last time we got together, it didn't work out so well, so.
Yeah, something about all the money, like our money that you stashed away.
Yeah, you stole all our money.
Ugh.
And then you tricked David into marrying you or something? I can't remember. It was so long ago.
Oh, that was so long ago.
Yeah. I'm still seeing a therapist for that. That's
the world's changed so much since then.
It was only a year ago when we did this.
So, no, I think it was longer. We recorded it a long time ago.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
Lifetime ago.
People get over it already. So I married David.
What do you mean get over? You ruined my life.
That's what marriage is. We ruin each other's life.
You made me question my existence.
Laughs the track. The audience laughs.
I have relationship issues because of you. I don't know. I can't trust people. I have trust issues now.
Oh, what? Because you're worried that you're going on a Tinder date and you're worried it's going to be me?
Yes.
Well, don't worry, David. I've been in my house for 4 months. I ain't going on no Tinder dates.
I mean, how do I know?
Dog ass.
I can't trust it. I can't trust anyone.
You really fucked this all up, Russ.
Yeah. I spent all my money on antidepressants in the form in the form of cotton candy, and now I've got diabetes.
Bad people are jolly, so I'll give you that.
Yeah,
sure, you got man tits now. But you got man tits. You can look at that shit in the mirror. You got a nice D cup going.
Oh man,
so many people still have D cups.
Maybe we should get back together. David with his man boobs and me with my implant, my butt cheek implants.
Oh no.
And then Russ with the everything, the glass and the general BDSM. I think we could break the internet if we make a comeback.
Yeah, maybe as like cam girls or something.
Yeah, we could sell our bathwater.
Yeah, that'd Ross, be really easy.
Ross, sell your bathwater as a corona cure. Coronavirus cure.
That's it.
Okay, but I have been selling my soiled underwear online.
Fair enough.
Been making much?
Yeah, how much have you made?
I've made $7.
Not bad.
So it's 20 soiled underwears. They don't go for very high. They're like, well, I'd rather have an attractive woman's soiled underwear. That's the whole point. I'm like, hey, you're the pervert. Who are you to judge? Take my underwear.
$7. That's enough for it's enough for a pint of Heineken.
I know. It's what I spent it on. It's a vicious cycle.
Maybe you just have a drinking problem, Ross.
Yeah. And but you drink through your butt. Which I don't think is the right way to drink.
Okay, the real reason for the Skype call.
Mm.
I was trying to lead up to this. I was revealing what's been going on with me. But the reason for all of that is I do have a drinking problem.
So you're making an intervention for yourself?
Yeah, because none of you were ever going to do it. You hate me. I married David, ruined his life. I don't know.
I'm not going to help him.
you stole money from me.
Oh, that's just money. Just money.
We worked hard and tirelessly for that money.
You know what? That's $7 from your soiled underwear. I expect a cut of that.
Don't know how many more times I can lose underwear by pissing in it. I have to start pretending that attractive women have been wearing it. Once they see my freaking skid marks all over it, they know no woman could produce that. Attractive women only defecate rainbows. We all know that.
Maybe you could sell it as like chicken seasoning.
Yeah. Colonel did it. You could do it.
You could be the new Colonel. Colonel Purdy.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't want to be no plantation owner that now owns a fast food place. It's not a good look right now.
Yeah.
What about Ronald McPurdy?
Okay, there's something in that.
You had a comedy show called Clown Baby.
Yeah. Could Ronald Clown Baby, the franchise owner.
Ronald McDonald is a clown. Ronald McDonald sells fast food. You're making fried chicken, butt chicken, poop chicken. Sort of connected. And I'll expect a cut of the profits for the money you stole from me during the Hammercat years.
And then I make the baby, the Terry Crews baby, into a clown. Right?
Why isn't Hollywood calling you right now?
I don't know.
Genius.
I've burnt too many bridges.
Literally?
Yeah. I burnt a bridge near Token Management.
All over LA.
Every single bridge.
Near the Comedy Store.
I'm starting to think that not only were all the problems in Hammercat caused by Ross, but all the problems now, you know, all the crazy shit that's been happening in 2020, I think Ross is responsible.
Like I said, he ended up
destroying comedy inadvertently. But what if it was intentional?
I mean,
it's diabolical.
I can believe it. He's ruined my life. He can ruin many more.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not impossible.
Not impossible at all.
Look, James, I'm just a drunkie that thinks.
So I feel like you called us to have an intervention for your alcohol problem.
I can't drink that stuff anymore.
I think in reality you've called to gloat about how you've destroyed the world. Despite us, you've called us up and said, oh yeah, let's catch up during the quarantine, you know, let's do a podcast. But in reality, you're like, you know, like evil scheming. You're like, I've destroyed the world and now I'm going to rub it in their faces.
Come on. If I destroyed the world, don't you think I would have rubbed it in better faces than you?
Hey, man, what's wrong with our face?
We've got pretty good faces, man.
You hardly got the face of like a Taika Waititi.
Oh, yeah, he's got a much better face, to be fair. He's got a really good
line.
Great I'll call up Taika Waititi and say, hey, Mr. I played Hitler, imaginary Hitler. I destroyed the world, bitch. Destroyed the world, bitch. Can't do your fucking what we do in the Shadows spin-off film now, can you, bitch? Oh, wait, you cancelled your little Michael Jackson Bubbles stop-motion movie? Yeah, because I destroyed the world, bitch.
So what you're saying is you couldn't be as successful as Taika Waititi and Joe Rogan and people like that, so you destroy the world to get back at them. Well, admit it.
My manifesto is on 4chan.
Oh, my God.
David, I think we should leave.
It was either that or grab a gun and shoot down all the people who spited me.
Oh, God.
That's a bloody option.
Russ, we're going to contact the authorities.
I listened to Marilyn Manson. It made me do it.
Did you? What video games did you play that made you this violent? Animal Crossing? It was Animal Crossing, wasn't it?
It was. It came out at this time. Michael Moore's going to come around. He's going to freaking document me. He's going to dig up Charlton Heston's corpse and drop some papers off.
See, if Heineken wasn't so cheap, you wouldn't have turned into an alcoholic monster.
James, I think I know.
Technically not drinking alcohol if it's through your butt.
And, I mean, can you absorb it up your butt?
It absorbs quicker. It goes.
Yeah. It goes into your bloodstream, right?
You get drunk quicker, right? But where does the beer, where's the Heineken go after? Does it just go into your stomach and come back out your butt? Or does it come out of your mouth?
Sometimes it comes out my mouth again. Sometimes I haven't plopped it up properly, so it comes out where it came in.
God.
I mean, I can't pee anymore ever since I put that vice on my my junk.
Yeah. Boy. A whole new way of butt chugging.
That's 100 shades of purdy for you right there.
God. All different shades of brown.
Expect a visit from the real police, not just coronavirus disguises police. Because we're dobbing you in.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a megalomaniac. You've destroyed our lives. You've destroyed the world just for your shitty podcast.
Yeah.
People still aren't listening.
Dobbing you in.
Clearly didn't work then, did it? You did it all for nothing.
You guys gotta listen.
Murder Hornets for nothing.
Give me 5 stars on iTunes. I'll stop the Murder Hornets.
Will you stop by chugging Heineken?
Okay, if you're listening out there...
I can't promise the world.
If you're listening, give... Ross Purdy destroys comedy 5 stars, or he'll continue to make 2020 miserable. Does that sound fair, Ross?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
At the same time again next month.
I don't know, David. I don't think we should keep indulging this guy in his weird, sick fantasies.
I don't know which beer franchise he's going to attack next. Like, I can't drink Heineken anymore.
Can't drink Corona.
Can't drink Corona.
Here's a hint. Start not drinking Strongbow.
Oh, God.
I've had enough of your shit, Russ. This happens every time Hammercat gets back together. Because you fucked it up.
You're right. You're right. I effed up. I effed it up bad. I fucking fudged it. I fudged it so badly up the butt. Up the butt where the Heineken goes. I fucked it.
Yep, literally.
David, I fucked it.
Yep.
David, I fucked it.
I get that.
David, look at me. I fucked it.
I don't want to look at you in the eyes.
James, tell David to look me in the eyes.
No, we get the point, Russ.
I fucked it.
Never again. We're never doing this again.
Prosperity does not cover it!